USA Radio News with John Hunt.
World War III may have already started, according to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in an interview with NBC News regarding the Russian invasion of his country. Ukrainian President added that we've seen this 80 years ago when the Second World War started. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start, emphasizing that the outcome of this current war has the whole civilization at stake. He also said that the reluctance to impose the no-fly zone has led him to believe that there is no open door for his country to join NATO. Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A tsunami warning has been issued by Japanese officials following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit off the coast of Fukushima, where a 2011 quake caused a disaster at a nuclear power plant. This advisory warns of tsunami heights reaching up to 10 feet above normal tidal levels, with the initial waves reaching shore around midnight local time. According to the U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, a Pacific Basin-wide tsunami is not expected at this time. President Joe Biden is scheduled to restart the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The landmark law is aimed at protecting and supporting survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Biden initially helped to write that piece of legislation that was enacted in 1994 when he was a senator from Delaware. That legislation requires renewal every 5 years ago, and it lapsed several years ago due to a partisan disagreement whether to ban dating partners and stalkers convicted of domestic violence from owning firearms. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
If you hate changing your clocks twice a year, we've got some good news for you.
The U.S. Senate unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently extend daylight saving time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months. In fact, a letter is on the way to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking for her immediate consideration of the bill. If passed, the bill would make daylight saving time permanent across the U.S. in 2023. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau.
Colorectal
I'm Katie
cancer
Lewis.
Is expected to claim the lives of more than 52,000 Americans this year, according to the American Cancer Society. This is why, as the world tries to return to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors say health screenings, particularly for cancer, should be made an urgent priority. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force said colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, yet about a quarter of people ages 50 to 75 have never been screened for this devastating disease. Doctors are trying to raise awareness that even people in their 40s should be getting screened. There are multiple ways to reduce the risk of colon cancer, including understanding when you should get screened. Japan's Prime Minister announced plans to fully lift all coronavirus restrictions on March 21st as new infections driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant are slowing. The COVID-19 restrictions are currently in place in 18 areas, including Tokyo. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.